Homeland Security scramble.
They want to avoid a shutdown.
The VA Chief's military history.
Special Forces. I was in Special Forces.
Cracking the peanut puzzle.
Whenever we see groundbreaking research like this, we're excited.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. With just days to spare, there may be a way out of the congressional showdown that threatens to strip funding from the Department of Homeland Security. CBS's Dan Revive is in Washington.
What looks like a compromise and perhaps a solution from Mitch McConnell came after a fourth vote by the Senate that failed to end the debate on a Republican bill that would fund Homeland Security but also gut President Obama's immigration orders.
It's another way to get the Senate unstuck.
McConnell suggests a separate bill to defund the president's orders. That might pass, that might fail, but it could clear the way for passing a so-called clean appropriations bill for Homeland Security. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
The Veterans Affairs Secretary is apologizing for things he said about his own service record. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
A CBS News crew captured this exchange between a homeless veteran and Robert McDonald last month.
What unit?
Special Forces.
Special Forces? What years? I was in Special Forces.
But McDonald wasn't in Special Forces. He spent most of his 5 years military service as a paratrooper in the Army's 82nd Airborne Division, which is not considered part of Special Forces. The former Procter & Gamble CEO has apologized for what he's calling his inaccuracy. The White House says we take him at his word. Steve?
Most of the 500 flight cancellations so far today are in Dallas and Atlanta as bad weather marches through the South. Snow is making for a rough go in Arkansas. CBS's Jim Krasula has more.
Winter weather-related problems have left tens of thousands, including Marie Sowards and her daughter, without water service in eastern Kentucky and southwestern Virginia.
It's hard to deal with. No way to clean and bath and four people living in one house. It's hard.
National Guard troops have been activated to help in the aftermath of heavy snow, flooding, and more record cold. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Below zero wind chills are making life miserable today in the upper Midwest and much of the Northeast. To get the jump on the ice and snow, more highway departments around the country are using brine to pre-treat roads. Experts say it's worse than salt when it comes to the damage it can do to your vehicle. Brine contains corrosive magnesium chloride in its watery mix. WTOP Radio's Andrew Mollenbeck has more on the effort to get rid of both in this tough winter.
At the car wash, it's not just about clean, but avoiding corrosion.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Kind of worried about the different kinds of salts and stuff they use on the streets now.
AAA's John Townsend says finding a car wash that hits the undercarriage is key. Salt and brine cause problems there.
It's wonderful when it comes to treating the roads, but what happens afterwards is it could damage key safety components on your car.
Andrew Mollenbeck for CBS News, Washington.
For people with peanut allergies, just the smallest exposure can bring on life-threatening effects. Now, as CBS's Barry Bagnato tells us, researchers think they've come up with a way to prevent those allergies before they develop.
Life isn't always a treat for 11-year-old Colin Yerger in Metuchen, New Jersey, being the only kid at his school cafeteria table with a peanut allergy.
Really annoying when people around me are yelling with their mouths full. This is really good.
When he was a baby, parents of high-risk infants were told avoid peanuts at all costs. Now, British researchers are sparking a radical rethink. In a New England Journal of Medicine study, when at-risk infants were introduced to peanut products during their first 11 months of life, only about 3% developed allergies, compared to more than 17% of kids who avoided consumption altogether.
I think that we will now see a prevalence of peanut allergy in this young population start to drop instead of continually increasing the way we've seen over the last 10 to 15 years.
Says pediatrician Hugh Sampson at New York's Mount Sinai Hospital. Next, an important follow-up study to determine whether continuous peanut consumption is needed to achieve this remarkable effect. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A new private survey says the number of Americans without health insurance has hit a 7-year low. 55% of the uninsured say they intend to get on a plan now that penalties under Obamacare are kicking in. Imagine getting charged for expensive medications you never ordered. It's happened to some people. The drugs are made by a compounding pharmacy and peddled by a telemarketer. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
John Picard got a call from that telemarketer, Western Medical. They asked him,
"Do I ever have pain?
Do I have needs for medication?
He gave them permission to talk with his doctor. Instead, Western Medical sent his doctor a pre-filled out prescription form to sign. Picard's wife, Merrill, was shocked when he was sent a bunch of pain creams.
Something John didn't want. We had no idea how to use. We didn't know what was in it.
Their insurance was billed $18,000. The creams are made by Downing Labs Pharmacy. CBS's Jim Axelrod tried to talk with owner Ashley Downing about the scheme.
I'm talking to somebody who is working at Western Medical, and they're telling me that the sales practices...
I think we should just go ahead and just...
And just what?
Not do this anymore.
Sources tell CBS News Western Medical collected up to 200 prescriptions a day, billing health insurance companies and Medicare more than $1 million a week. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Police in Bristol, Connecticut aren't sure what to make of what they found when they responded to a home invasion call. Chief James Wardell says a credit union worker was found with what turned out to be a fake bomb strapped to his body.
We're considering all possibilities, whether or not he was coerced, doing something against his will, or a suspect. This is active investigation.
Police are looking for two other suspects. The plan may have been to get the man to rob his own bank. As of today, Alaska is the third state to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. Police over 21 can possess up to an ounce of pot, but selling the drug is still illegal. Rules to manage that in Alaska are still being ironed out. A day of tense hard work ended well late last night in Satellite Beach, Florida. 19 manatees that got stuck in a storm drain were successfully freed. Fire Chief Don Hughes.
It was absolutely awesome. The whole community out here, all the various agencies working together, and then have the final one come out. That was awesome.
The manatees were returned to a nearby lagoon. It's thought they got stuck searching for warmer water. After a one-day weather delay, the American Sniper trial resumes today in Stephenville, Texas. CBS's Steve Futterman is covering.
When court resumes, prosecutors will first continue their rebuttal case. Once both sides rest, closing arguments will take place, followed by jury deliberations. Eddie Ray Routh is charged with murder in the death of Navy SEAL Chris Kyle.
Kyle and a friend, Chad Littlefield, were gunned down in a shooting range 2 years ago. Attorneys for Routh, an ex-Marine, are pursuing an insanity defense. Well, police in Berkeley, Michigan, outside Detroit, are working on a mysterious note. A waitress at a restaurant says a boy left behind a message on a napkin that said, "I'm with some people, please help me." Police, with not much to go on right now, are questioning people who are in the restaurant. They're checking to see if it's a hoax or if there is a child really in trouble. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, the 24th of February. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.